Once again, thankful for the presence of each and every one. Thankful for the visitors that we have among us. Thankful for the prayer that Michael led us in. Thankful for Max again leading us in song. And thankful for the reading of the scripture there from Colossians chapter 3 that Steve just read for us. And I'd like for you to keep an open Bible this afternoon as we prepare to take some time to talk about the need to not lie. Many of you are probably familiar with that fictional character on the screen behind me, that fictional character known as Pinocchio. And even our children are familiar with Pinocchio. And Pinocchio, what would happen to him when he would tell a lie?
His nose would grow.
And lying is, in our society today, it's often overlooked. A lot of fun is often poked at lying. It's often not taken very seriously. But we need to be mindful of the fact that lying, it is sin. And we need to beware of lying. You see, lying can be defined as intentional falsehood or as a false statement deliberately presented as being true. Simply put, lying is misrepresentation of the truth. It is the opposite of the truth. And lying is condemned throughout the pages of God's all-inspired Word. It's serious, isn't it? And knowing the seriousness of lying, it's important that we all beware of lying and that we all strive to avoid lying at all times. Therefore, let's take just a few moments this afternoon to emphasize do not lie. And to help us to better understand the need to not lie, let's notice some things that the Bible has to say about lying and liars and why we should avoid it. Beginning with, we must not lie because God hates lying. It is an abomination to Him. Open up your Bibles with me, if you will, there to Proverbs chapter 6. Here in Proverbs chapter 6 and in verse 16 beginning, we learn about six things the Lord hates, yes, seven that are an abomination to Him. And I want us to notice two of those things that we're going to read in the text have reference to lying. Here in Proverbs chapter 6 and in verse number 16, the scriptures read, these six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to Him. What are those things? Well, notice, beginning verse 17, a proud look, a lying tongue, there it is, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil. Pay attention to verse 19, because here's another one. A false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. You see that? You see, here we see that God, He hates a lying tongue. He hates a false witness who speaks lies. And as we go on to see there in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse number 22, the wise man revealed, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but to those who deal truthfully are His delight. Think about that. Again, as we see here in Proverbs chapter 6 and in Proverbs chapter 12, God hates lying. It's an abomination to Him. It's a thing that disgusts Him. And we need to beware of lying, knowing that God hates a liar. He hates it. He hates lying. And we need to be mindful. On the flip side of that coin, those who deal truthfully are His delight. Simply put, we need to be one who always strives to tell the truth rather than practice a lie, knowing that God hates lying. But I also suggest to us that we must not lie because the Bible informs us there in Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 9, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies shall perish. Think about that for a moment. You see, you think about the various reasons for why people tend to tell a lie or express falsehood. A lot of times they try to do it to their advantage. Many times they try to do it to even keep themselves out of trouble, right? And there are times that it seems like, for a time, that it may first appear to benefit a liar for the dishonesty. Someone may lie, and it may keep them out of trouble for the time being, right? But you want to know something about one who continues to practice a lie? Eventually, it's going to catch up with them. Eventually, they will be one who will ultimately reap trouble. I think about that even with my children, teaching them about the need to always tell the truth, the need to not lie. And I remind them when I catch them in a lie that I'm going to give you one more chance to tell me the truth. And if you don't tell me the truth, there's going to be consequences. Brantley's really starting to learn to tell the truth when I give him that option. Because he knows if he doesn't, he's going to be punished. And we need to be mindful of the fact that lying, there's going to be consequences to it. Children, when you lie to your parents, there should be consequences to that here and now. But ultimately, for those who continue to practice a lie, there's going to be an eternal consequence, isn't there? There's going to be eternal consequences to that. And when one continues to lie, worst of all, they will be lost eternally. We're going to talk more about that in a moment. But we need to again recognize the need to speak the truth at all times, realizing, as we learn here in this passage in Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 9, that liars, a false witness, they will not go unpunished, and those who speak lies shall perish. But I also suggest to us that we must not lie, because God instructs and expects His people to put away lying and to speak the truth with His neighbor. Open up your Bibles there to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 25. And in here, in Ephesians chapter 4, in the context here, Paul just reminded Christians of the fact that they have put off that old man of sin and have put on that new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness, there in verse number 24 of Ephesians 4. And then he goes on to say there in verse 25, after saying that, after reminding these Christians of the fact that they put off that old man and they put on the new man, he says there in Ephesians 4 and verse 25, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor. Again, lying, it is so common today that many often overlook lying. They overlook it, and they look at it as something to be expected. When people lie to them, they think, oh, that's nothing that shocks me. It's something that it just seems to be expected in the society that we live in today. However, lying must not be so easily overlooked. We need to take lying and the seriousness of it very serious, knowing that as Christians, we must put away lying, as Paul brings out there in verse number 24. Knowing that we, as Christians, have put off that old man of sin. We put off that old man of sin. We put on that new man. And because of that, we need to be a people who do not lie, but rather put lying away and be a people who speak the truth at all times. Again, simply put, Paul reminds Christians that lying should be put away and that truth speaking be done instead. And it's very clear there in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 25. The need that we must not lie, but rather speak the truth instead. And when you think about the benefits of speaking the truth, there are a lot of benefits that go along with speaking the truth, right? When you speak the truth and you're one who is known to speak the truth, one who is known to be a man of your word, so to speak, people's going to have trust in you. People's going to be able to have confidence in you. But more importantly, you're going to obey God. And God will be pleased. So we need to be mindful of the instruction in God's word to put away lie and to speak the truth with our neighbor. But we also must not lie, because the Bible clearly says, do not lie to one another. Going back there to Colossians chapter 3 and the reading that Steve so ably gave for us a few moments ago there from verses 9 and 10. We read once again, do not lie to one another. Why? Since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Again, Paul is emphasizing the fact, as he's writing to Christians, the fact that as Christians, we put off that old man's sins. We put off that old man. And since we put off that old man and that deeds with that old man, we need to be reminded of who we are. And we need to be reminded that we are renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created us. And we need to be mindful of the need to simply not lie to one another. Again, lying must be replaced with speaking the truth. Simple. Lying must be replaced with speaking the truth. Being mindful of the need not to lie, as we've already talked about. Knowing that God hates it. God hates a lying tongue. Knowing that a false witness will not go unpunished. Knowing that God instructs and expects his people to put away lying and to speak the truth. But one more reason why we must not lie. It's simply we must not lie because all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. And they will therefore make a direct hit on hell and miss heaven. Now I got your attention, don't I? Got your attention. And rightfully so. That should catch the attention of each and every one of us, right? The fact that we must not lie knowing that all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. Notice that with me there in Revelation chapter 21, verse number 8. There in Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 8, the Bible says, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, now watch it, and all liars shall have their part where? In the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Let those words sink in for a moment. You see the seriousness of lying there? You do, don't you? You see, I want you to notice there in verse 8 of Revelation 21, as it is revealed to us, those who shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, that the Bible says, all liars. It doesn't say just some liars, but rather it says all liars. Liars. Again, all liars there is equivalent to liars of all kinds. That is, those who deceive with the tongue or by action. And you think about lying, and you think about how many today want to overlook lying and the seriousness of it, and people will think, well, I just stretched the truth a little bit. It's not that big of a deal. Sometimes people say, well, I just told a little white lie. They want to try to minimize sin. But we need to recognize that lying, whether one wants to say, I just told a little white lie, or I just stretched the truth a little bit, it is sin. It is sin. And we go on to learn Fast forwarding there to Revelation chapter 22. There and in verse number 15. Where it says, "But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexual immoral and murderers and adulterers and whoever loves and practices a lie." You see, in the context there, we learn about those who are blessed who do the Lord's commandments, how they should have that right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Simply put, we learn about those who are going to be blessed, who's going to be able to enter and have an eternal home in heaven. And then we learn about those who's going to be outside, those who are going to miss heaven. Who is that? Again, we learn about sorcerers, sexual immoral, murderers, idolaters, and whoever what? Loves and practices a lie. Simply put, those who continue to practice a lie, those who love and practice a lie, they're going to miss heaven. And they're going to make a direct hit on hell. Again, lying has severe eternal consequences, doesn't it? And that is why we need to beware and avoid lying. Being ever mindful of the severe eternal consequences of lying. Again, hellfire, it's no joke. Hell is for real. And those who miss heaven will make a direct hit on hell. And they will forever, for all eternity, spend their day, their eternity, spend all of eternity in that lake which burns with fire and brimstone. Serious, isn't it? Very serious. Knowing that, do not lie, but rather hate and abhor it. Psalm 119, 163. Put it away from you. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 25. Avoid it. Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 9. And be one who speaks the truth at all times, being ever mindful of the consequences of loving and practicing a lie. As we just learned there from Revelation 21 and verse 8, and Revelation 22 and in verse number 15. Again, the eternal destiny of each and every one of us is going to be spent in one of two places. It'll either be spent in heaven, a place of bliss, or it's going to be spent in hell, a place of eternal punishment and suffering. And as we mentioned, if you miss heaven, you're going to make a direct hit on hell. Knowing that, we need to be reminded of the fact that heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. We need to be a people who get our heart right with God while we have the opportunity to get our hearts right with God. And maybe there's one here this afternoon who has not yet prepared to spend eternity in heaven. You have an opportunity to get prepared this very hour. You have an opportunity to get your heart right with God right now. For you have heard the Word of God. And if you believe in Jesus Christ, you can repent of your sins. You can confess Jesus Christ. And you can be baptized into Christ this very hour for the remission of your sins. And you too can have that hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. And may we all always remember the need to continue to keep on keeping on. The need to continue to remain faithful unto death. For as Christ promised in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Maybe there's one among us this afternoon who's already submitted himself in obedience to the Lord and His will, but maybe you haven't been faithful. Maybe you've strayed from that straight and narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent of your sins, confess them to God, asking for His forgiveness. Get back on that straight and narrow path that leads to life this very hour while you still have that opportunity to do so. And if you'd like to enlist the prayers of the saints here on your behalf, we'd be more than willing to pray with or for you. So if there would be one here this afternoon who'd be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever your need may be, won't you let that need be known now while we stand and sing the song Max has selected.